Hi, Vanessa here. Are you a counselor, a therapist, or other type of licensed behavioral health clinician? If so, you may be interested in a book I wrote called Burnout, Self-Care for Behavioral Health Clinicians. Check it out at therapistassets.com, also known as VanessaLexShop.com. Global listeners, today's topic is going to be getting started. YouTube tips for business owners, working professionals, entrepreneurs. Some working professionals, business owners, and entrepreneurs have now entered the digital space due to COVID-19 out of necessity, and not all of them really know what they're doing or are very comfortable navigating the digital spaces that they have now stepped into. This is very obvious to me. I also think, quite frankly, speaking of human behavior, that many of these people are experiencing some level of distress, if I'm being really honest with you. It's kind of obvious to me from what's going on online and what I'm observing from a distance. So I decided to do this as a public service announcement, to say the least, because it's desperately needed. I'm going to dedicate this very unique podcast episode to getting started, YouTube tips for these business owners and these working professionals and these entrepreneurs, because I've come to realize they really need it. I'm going to be using my own YouTube channel as an example. I will go ahead and link that into the podcast description below. The full-length article that accompanies this podcast is also in the description. So I've been on YouTube off and on for years. Recently, I returned to YouTube when I began a new company in 2018 to utilize the free marketing potential with the platform. That's when I was stunned when I stumbled upon multiple YouTube channels that were, shall we say, not very professional or engaging. This is where my tips come in. You are a working professional, you are awesome, you are a pro. However, no one that does not know you and is judging you based off of your YouTube channel will ever know it if you don't know how to appropriately bedazzle your YouTube channel. Tip number one. Add a YouTube banner. Ensure that this banner is clear, professional, clean, and appropriate for the work that you do. Do not utilize vague pictures on your YouTube channel with nothing else. I decided to utilize my YouTube channel as an example, and please carefully review the YouTube channel banner. The banner clearly states my name. The YouTube channel banner quite literally showcases some of my current work, which is Burnout Self-Care for Behavioral Health Clinicians, 3rd edition, that I am currently working on and promoting. Notice that I just emphasized the word current multiple times. This is because it is best to emphasize your current work and what you currently want people to focus on. Ideally, your YouTube channel banner should be stunning and compelling, not blah, or not exist at all. And I also would like to point out that I understand there's some like uber celebrities out there, because I study brands in my spare time. Yes, that's what I do. Market research. And they don't follow some of these tips like the banner. And that's because they're so uber famous that I guarantee you that these platforms are just thrilled to have them there to begin with. But if you're listening to this podcast and you're the demographic that I'm focusing on, then you're not those people. You're not super uber famous. And you really do need to follow these tips. Tip number two. Expect to spend time. Some people expect quick results without hard, focused, persistent work. Don't be that person. The reality is that I literally spend hours crafting, designing, and creating, you name it. This includes my entire YouTube channel. I do this because I understand that people are literally judging me based upon this YouTube channel. I apply the same attention to detail to all of my social media platforms that I'm currently working on, LinkedIn and Instagram. I don't care what every random person thinks of me, otherwise I would not be able to live my life, and that would be a serious problem. I do care about people taking my work seriously and understanding that I am a working professional in all ways possible. If you want people to take you seriously, then expect to spend your time, your energy, and/or your money for professional results. I understand that you may not have the time or the energy. If this is your situation, then I would highly recommend that you locate a reputable professional to help you professionalize and appropriately bedazzle your YouTube channel, and this will most likely cost you money. If you don't have the money, then you will need to spend your time and your energy. If you don't want to do this, then you should reconsider your choice to utilize YouTube as a platform for your business or your personal brand. Tip number three. a current photo of yourself. Countless times I've seen very outdated photos of people. These photos range anywhere from about 5 to 30 years old. The photos are also of the lowest quality in most cases. It's out of date and really low quality. For example, blurry, dark, etc. Despite what others may say, this does not necessarily have to require money. Nope. And in fact, it really bothers me when I see people saying that you have to spend hundreds or thousands of dollars on professional photos. That is an outrageous lie that I could live without, and so could a lot of other people. Because you may not have that kind of money, and B, the modern devices that most people now have, the wide range of electronics, many of them work very well for this purpose. For example, iPads, phones of all different kinds, digital cameras of all different kinds. I mean, there's just so much to work with these days that previously would not have been an option. And so you don't necessarily have to go and spend a bunch of money on a professional photographer unless you really want to. Tip number 4. Canva. Canva is a design platform marketed to non-designers. Canva does not require any special software. Canva has a design school that is there to help people. As of the writing of this article, Canva has free and paid options. Canva has a YouTube channel sizing template, which will help you with the sizing of your banner. Keep in mind that you will still need to spend the time to preview the banner on your YouTube channel, and this could take several attempts to ensure that the YouTube channel banner looks good. And I want to talk about this, and this goes back to spending the time, because literally YouTube banners for me are like the hardest banners to get to look correctly, to have size correctly. I mean, it's honestly just ridiculous when I think about like how much work I have put in to making my banner line up correctly. A countless amount of attempts, actually, because the sizing on the YouTube, even though they give you the dimensions, is very tricky to get it to look just right. It just is. It's just really a weird platform to get that channel art, as they call it, or YouTube banner to look just right. It's a really weird platform for that. So just know it's going to take you some time unless you're really lucky and or whatnot. You can also polish up your professional photos in Canva and remove the background if needed as well. As of right now, we're running some kind of promotion. I think it's like 30 days for free, so you can use upgraded features. And one of them is removing a background, which can be really helpful if your image was shot somewhere where you'd prefer the background not be shown, because maybe it takes away from the look and feel that you're going for. Tip number 5. Include your website. YouTube provides a golden opportunity to include your websites at the very top of your YouTube channel. And this website link, it will be in the top right hand corner of the like YouTube channel art. And it's also displayed below the about section in your YouTube channel. In order to maximize this golden opportunity, I utilize a universal link that includes all of the websites and social media channels that I want people to check out. A universal link allows for constant updating without having to update everywhere that the link was originally placed. This is so important and saves a ton of time and energy. Love this podcast? Please leave an awesome online review. This will help make the podcast that you love more discoverable so that other people can love it too. Thank you.